F1 FM. New from BBC CDs, from his second full-length album, Jonathan Ledgard's Questions Only. You'll hear chart toppers such as How Did That Happen? And What's Going On Here? As well as favourites Isn't That Right, Martin? And Who's That There? Also available, Ledgard's debut release, No Definitive Statements, featuring the previously unreleased track, Oh, look at that! That's Jonathan Ledgard's Questions Only, in stores now.
Welcome to show one of Giggles Radio on Site Podcast Radio, coming at you with 30 minutes of fun, facts, frolics, and other things, beginning with F.
Goodness me.
It begins.
The longest 12 hours of your life.
Yeah.
They start right now.
12 hours of radio with shows from everyone, all kinds of different things, pre-recorded shows and live shows. We've got music, comedy, things about Formula One and things definitely not about Formula One.
I've got my own ideas, and I think it's worth sharing with everyone because they're just as mad as Bernie's. What it is, it'll make a song appear on the driving wheel of a driver, and it's his job to sing the chorus of that song to get a bonus point in the championship. The best way to reduce costs at the moment, I'd say, is instead of carbon fibre cars and all this aerodynamics, replace the cars with yellow, the red and yellow buggies you get from Toys R Us. Put them in a big, big field, get all the drivers to go there, all the teams, and on the Formula One weekend, you call up Herman Tilger, you blindfold him, turn him around twice, and then he'll draw out the track, and then that'll be the track.
Dunedin is quite popular with tourists who seem to enjoy the long drive out Otago Peninsula to check out the wildlife, the albatross colony being the biggest draw card. I'm not sure why birds are interesting, but the visitor numbers tell me that I'm wrong.
What's a very cool thing that people should see when they go to visit France in the summer?
Well, of course, most people would say Paris. Best thing to do in France is not to follow the highway and not to go to the tourist spot. I think that the best thing is, you can get your GPS now, your TomTom or whatever, Garmin, and it's to tell it to take you to different places, but away from the highways.
Every year at summertime, part of Dewsbury Town Centre is turned into a seaside resort, complete with beach for one day. The town is called Dewsbury-on-Sea. I don't know why, I don't know how, it just is.
Sana was going to do a guest spot on here on pull rod and push rod suspension. So since you're a last minute substitute, does that mean you're going to explain suspension to us?
I know that there are two kinds of suspension. One which is called pull rod and one which is called push rod. These are sort of active suspensions, I think. Or are they semi-active? What do you think, Stephen?
Well, active suspension's been banned for a long time, so I think they're passive suspensions.
Good. Well, this is already going incredibly well. The purpose of pull rod suspension is to allow the placing of a damper spring unit into a more convenient place, as I'm sure you're aware, by making use of bell cranks. And I think it's pretty... I'm sure that must be something to do with Bob Bell from Renault, is that right? Good for you,
and into the pits. Oh, my goodness. I have never seen that before.
Well, if I'm not mistaken, that was David Coulthard, building on his... building on a rookie reputation as a crasher and crashing into the pit lane wall at the Australian Grand Prix, 1995.
Next one is Formula One set to what?
Music?
Wow. That could mean anything.
I like the idea. Italian driver who recorded a best finish of second at the 1991 Canadian Grand Prix with Tool.
Charles, Stefano Modena.
That's correct.
Stefano Modena get second? Jesus.
Well,
what's going on with that?
Frenchman famous for finishing third behind Villeneuve.
Nice.
So that's the final scores, and it's a bottle of champagne for Stephen Roy on 11.5. And it's a cup of tea with Max Mosley for Virginia.
That was It's All About You by the Gold Stars.
You're listening to SidePod Radio, and now it's time for F1 Minute.
This is the 4 o'clock edition of F1 Minute for SidePod Radio, and it's the 20th of September 2009. McLaren launched their kidswear range Living the Dream a few days ago, with Heikki Kovalainen and Lewis Hamilton both doing their bit for the advertising campaign. Heikki was at the Westfield Shopping Centre in London yesterday, talking to fans, signing autographs and launching the range, available exclusively through Marks & Spencer and on the web. The launch also includes the website livingyourdream.com, in which there's a competition for kids. Every month the winner gets to live out their dream for a day, which will be filmed and put on the website. All they have to do is draw their dream. Sadly, I am too old to enter this competition and I can't actually draw Frank very well, so this is no good for me. Elsewhere, Montoya is celebrating his 34th birthday today, plus the fact that he's doing quite well at NASCAR. Do you think he'll have a party? What kind of music would they play at that party? Do you think they'd do the conga? Anyway, that's all for now. Please join me again in an hour for another F1 Minute.
Yes! Yes!
Do we have proof?
Yeah, do you want to hold that to the camera?
Yeah.
I've got it 1 minute. 1 minute in like 25 hundredths of a second.
Tell me when you can see it.
A bit closer. Stop. 1 minute. 25 hundredths of a second. How did you do that? I never thought you'd get that right once.
Anyway, moving on. I have a question here from Christine. Is darts a sport? That depends, at least in my opinion, how you define a sport. If sports are something that are competed by trained athletes, you know, toned physically to perfection, then take one look at a professional darts game and you will see that no, darts is not a sport. However, I would really, really like to be able to say yes to this, because darts is played primarily in a pub. So I think it would be fantastic to be able to say to your wife or your girlfriend, you know, I'll see you later. I'm just heading out to play a bit of sport with fellas, you know? And, oh, all right then, have fun. I'll see you later. Spend the next few hours in the pub playing sport with a few drinks involved as well.
I didn't ever imagine that I would see seven people in a band all wearing shoulder harmonica attachments, but with kazoos strapped in, so they could play the kazoo as well as their normal instrument. But the Spinto Band were the band to do that for me. But I don't think there are any kazoos in this. Catch you later. This is Summer Groff by the Spinto Band.
How it works is the software takes GPS data and telemetry from the real race cars on track and replicates the position, direction, speed, etc. into the game. So effectively, if it was being done with an F1 game, you could race against Barrichello or Button, Hamilton and Raikkonen, etc. in real time in the game. So it all sounds very exciting. Gavin, what are your thoughts on this one?
The real-time racing game. Yeah, well, I've signed up for the email promising news and playlists and everything, and I've received Tweet FA about it.
Hello from the town of Concrete Cows. And in honour of that, for this recipe you need one very particular ingredient. So particular that it is the sponsor, mascot, call it what you will, of the local team. Can you guess what it is yet?
We didn't buy any.
That's right. You'll need a can of Red Bull.
We didn't get any of that.
I don't have tablespoons, so you have to use sort of a heaped dessert spoon.
What?
You understand the concept of a heap.
I know what a heap is.
Yes. As in not level.
So is this spoon bigger or smaller than the spoon I should have?
A little bit smaller.
So you want more on it? Oh, it smells nice.
It smells like cocoa. Oh, it's going to be a long day.
Wow, that's like heaven in a can. Okay. What am I doing? How do you open it?
It lifts off with a little bit of force. I think you might have got it.
Got it. Right. I sniffed it.
Did you breathe them in?
Yeah. Right.
I actually can't cope.
Right, so I've got... okay, I'm keeping that at arm's length, that one.
That's
right.
Not quite as much fun as the cocoa powder, then.
You mean I'm never going to make this ever again?
Are you?
Nope. Well, I don't know. I might get a thing for it.
Okay.
Like, don't sniff the powder. Now you tell me! I sniff everything. Why wouldn't I?
You sniff... Weird. Okay.
So, I open this. Hold on.
Yep.
Oh, this in plastic bags. It smells of plastic. So, do I open the plastic bag, then?
Corn flour. Your nemesis.
I can see with the window open.
Add the sugar.
Sugar. I could do some Def Leppard pour some sugar on me jokes here.
Okay, I won't get them.
No, that would be pointless. Okay.
And now start mixing. Mm. Catherine, Alex's Catherine, says, put your elbow into it, man.
Put my elbow into it?
No, don't. Oh, dear. Don't actually put your elbow into it.
I thought it was like an old trick or something. That is a perfect muffin.
So I'm going to give you this. Try some.
Right. People, you are really missing out.
Lukey said someone better warn MasterChef.
What will Flav's next job be? Flav, he'll be a jury, of course. Nathan Rennell. Didn't get into that much, because that's not what the show's about. Oddly enough, my first thought was he'd be an owner of a chippy in North London. Why I can see that is a bit scary. But then I settled on a humorous little thought. Ex-manager of QPR, since he does sack managers at that club every 6 seconds, I'm pretty sure he's going to run out of managers to choose from very shortly. So, fairly soon, on the touchline, ordering people around, maybe to dive, to help them win games. The winner of the 2010 Formula One World Championship will be Fernando Alonso.
Hello, this is me. Well, actually, no, it's not me, because that's you. Well, one of you. Anyway, this is Stuart, and I'm phoning with my top five Formula One-related things. I suppose the list I would choose is the top five grid goons. These are the people who perpetually try to gatecrash the Brundle gridwalk, and they're usually members of the British press. It's sort of difficult to rank them at 1 to 5, but I'll have a go. I would say that the number one grid goon, the person who shamelessly follows Martin around, is Ian Parks of the PA. You can tell him he's a sort of a moderately heighted fellow with short, sandy-coloured hair. And he is often to be seen somewhere over Martin's shoulder, consulting his phone, or at least pretending to, probably ringing his mate, saying, oh, come here on the telly.
If you just look at the logistics of this happening right now, you are in Denmark,
yeah.
And you were talking to us via Finland, and we're in England, and we're broadcasting this to Dublin, which is then being received by the rest of the world.
Exactly. I mean, this is the thing. I live on the opposite side of the planet to my family, yet every Saturday night, I give them a call, and I can see them and my cat, and I can talk to them, and even talk to the cat too, who seems to think I'm outside the house because he's always looking out the window when I'm talking to my mum and dad. So, I mean, it's fantastic. I mean, because it's great that while I'm so far away from people at the same time, I feel so close to them that I can do that with the communication.
Stephen, we've got about 4 minutes left, and you haven't told us about elephants or Major Tom.
And I can't work out which mission it's on because I don't know what other promotions he got beyond his NASA promotions. But Major Tom, I am 99.9 certain, was Tom Stafford, the commander of Apollo 10, which was the one where you see them walking out to this thing with a blown up Snoopy to side because they called one of their modules Snoopy and another one Charlie Brown. So Thomas Stafford, I am almost certain, is Major Tom. What relevance that has to David Bowie? No idea.
Christine, your number one film.
I don't want to do it anymore.
Why not?
I don't like this show
anymore. Are you being put to shame?
Yeah.
By Bassano?
Yeah.
Okay, go on.
I don't want to.
You're not going to say it? Okay. Hold on, show it to me first. Let me just tell you what. I'll have guests see what people...
top one.
Number five.
You're going to say that out loud?
Yeah.
What, so that everybody knows?
Yeah.
That's your top film?
It's not my top film.
No?
This is just top five films in no particular order.
Oh, Lord. Bassano, are you sitting down? Do you have a stiff drink to hand?
I don't.
I think this needs a drum roll. Christine, what is your... one of your top five favourite films of all time?
That I thought of the day I sat down to think about it. The Muppet Christmas Carol.
Woohoo! That is a great film.
Is it?
Yes!
Yes!
Top five?
You love them. Well, you know... today,
relatively speaking,
how can you not love the Muppets?
I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong then. I didn't realise I'd be in the wrong here. So you're saying that's more cool than anything else you suggested?
Oh yeah.
What?
Wow.
I am so totally off the page on this one.
I wasn't expecting that, but I am glad.
Amy said it's the best movie ever. Sarah says woohoo Muppets.
Yeah. I mean, karate chopping pigs and talking frogs. Well, it doesn't get better than that.
And Michael Caine as well, see.
And Michael Caine.
Okay, I'm sitting here on the track. David Coulthard isn't with me, and I'm going to go wandering off now. It's important to be on the right side of the track here, and it's the dusty side of the track. And as I see that, I've got to just bat the German commentator out of the way and get to this driver who is on pole. And are you going to talk to us? Are you going to talk to us, Scott?
Oh, I don't know. You have to persuade me.
I'll give you dinner on Thursday. So as I'm wandering down, I don't see any drivers. All of the drivers have gone off to the loo.
Martin,
hi.
From ING.
Hi.
Hello, how's it going? We're sponsoring the race today. Have you heard of ING? It's going so well for us. We love sponsoring the new night race. We're from ING, by the way. We also sponsor that team with Alonso, and he's going to win because it's ING, Martin. Mark my words. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Wonderful. What do you reckon of ING's chances of winning this race, Martin? Hi!
Cheating.
Hi! Martin.
Hi. Well, I'm going now. Sorry. I'm looking for the grid. Oh, gosh. I can't believe that person hijacked me from some strange company in the banking industry.
When I say affordable racing, GP2 is in the range of €1.5 million per person, per team, per season. And now that sounds a lot of money to you. And it sounds a lot of money to me as well. But when you are talking to someone who's involved with racing, they don't talk in pounds. They talk in thousands of pounds or thousands of euros or thousands of dollars. And even a top carter will, a 10-year-old or 8-year-old carter, will be spending up to £100,000 a year. And I say they're going to be spending £100,000 a year. What I actually mean is their parents spending £100,000 a year. Don't forget about the parents.
I think my favourite bit of the day, Christine.
Hi.
Is the sheer number of contributions we've had from people. That's what's been amazing. The little snippets that come in, the creativity gone wild in people's minds. It's fantastic to see. I don't know how you've managed to put this together because it has been unreal. It really has been like nothing we've ever done before.
Nope.
It was... In my whole life, you ever done anything like this?
No way.
Nothing at all.
And I never thought we could have done something like this. And no. It's amazing. And it's down to everyone. I mean, I have worked very hard on it, but I couldn't have done it without everything everyone submitted and all the ideas that everyone came up with. So It was all down to you guys and all the donations we've had as well. Completely unexpected. I never thought we'd get to £500.
No.
Otherwise, I wouldn't have said it. Felipe, baby, we're bringing the white visor to you. It's new. You'll be able to see Felipe, baby. Now hurry up and get better soon.